Hi, I'm Don McIntosh. We're glad you're with us today. We're looking at boosting immunity. We're talking to Dr. Neil Nedley. He's the president of Weimar Institute. He's an internal medicine specialist. And, you know, a couple days back, you did this video that now has millions of people watching. It's translated into various languages. And you went through the New START acronym showing how it can boost immunity. And we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition.
Yes. Nutrition has a lot to do with how healthy our immune system is. And we can actually suppress our immune system through sugar or free oils, or we can enhance our immune system with particularly antioxidants. And those antioxidant vegetables like the greens, spinach, kale, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli, and the number one antioxidant vegetable is garlic. These things can really help our immunity, and garlic actually has some antiviral activity as well. And so it's a double.
Probably also helps with social distancing.
Well, if it's raw garlic. Some people have stated an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but a garlic a day keeps everybody away.
Okay, so anything else with the nutrition? I know here at Weimar Institute, as we're going through this time of uncertainty and whatnot, we've actually taken the oil down in our food here for the students.
Yeah.
We've also taken the sugar out of it. We're trying to have very healthy, immune-supporting foods.
Yes. Well, the antioxidant fruits are your berries primarily, but plums, even oranges. Plums are even higher antioxidant than oranges, but oranges are a pretty good food for boosting our immune system for COVID-19 and other viruses.
Are there any specifically antiviral-type foods or fruits and vegetables that we could eat?
Well, there are. Zinc itself is antiviral. In fact, if zinc comes in contact with the virus, it actually completely stops the replication of the virus. When zinc gets into the cell, it actually stops replicase, and replicase is what the virus uses to reproduce itself. And so your high zinc foods are going to be like pumpkin seeds, even Brazil nuts, those type of things.
Any danger of toxicity if you eat a food with zinc in it?
No, no danger of toxicity whatsoever, but you'd want to get that zinc into the cell. And so studies have shown that quercetin, actually, which is a bioflavonoid from the skin of grapes, actually helps that zinc get into the cell and stop the replication of the virus. Or if it comes in contact with the cell at a high concentration, zinc might be able to get in all by itself. In fact, just recently, the FDA did an emergency approval of a drug called chloroquine, which is the drug for malaria. But the reason why it can work for COVID-19 is it opens the ion channel for zinc to get into the cell and basically kill that virus by stopping the replication of it. But we may not need chloroquine if we have quercetin, because quercetin can do that as well.
Okay, we've heard some excellent ideas for nutrition. I might watch this again if I were you and make a list and then head out to the store. We're not just talking about what the doctor can do at the hospital for you, but what you can do to boost your immunity.